Mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your expected couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January 27th, 2014.
And this is episode 142.
Hi, everybody.
What's today, January what?
27th.
Oh, you're awesome.
What did you think I said?
Because I looked at the notes and it said January 20th.
Do you know when I say the date, I actually look down
at your clock?
My clock.
Because you are freaking amazing.
And I just handed you the notes, so way to call me out.
We're on episode 142, right?
Yes. That I changed. I promise. We are 142. So hi, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay and Renee Valentine with the Valentine Cast coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, as we already said.
We already said that.
And I want to thank the guys over at PrettyLightsMusic.com for allowing us to use their music for the intro and outro.
I never get tired of the music. It's awesome.
I don't.
I love it.
I don't. And I don't know why, but it keeps telling me that Twitch chat is not responding, but is responding. It's really being dumb right now. But yeah, go check them out at prettylightsmusic.com where you can get their music. I mean, you can check them out and all the greatness that they have. Pay what you want and you can walk out with tons of music.
Tons?
Yeah.
Okay. Tons.
If MP3s had weight, it would be a ton of music.
How many MP3s, though?
It's like 10 albums, almost.
For a ton. So I could actually do the math if I was math inclined.
That is.
And I could see what each MP3 weighed.
That is true.
But, yeah.
So let's go ahead. Let's say what is going on to our chat room.
We have a crazy live chat room.
We do.
We have lots of exciting people in here. We have Punk Gopher is in the house.
What's going on, Punk Gopher?
Yay, Punk Gopher.
Hey, I got a few DMs from you, buddy.
Oh yeah, you might need to check your Twitter password there, Punkover. I did not open those links. I've noticed a whole bunch of people getting,
including myself.
Yes, they've been sending just random links, and I have not been clicking on them.
Well, I actually tweeted some great deals for some purses, gloves,
that's awesome.
UGG boots, and then
see, yours was useful.
Yeah, well. I don't know. There was questionable websites, so we went ahead and I locked down my Twitter pretty grand.
We also have Apple Cider Mage and Zufi in the house.
What's going on from the Justice Points podcast?
The dynamic duo.
Yes.
Yep. We also Punk Gopher. Yes, you got hacked unless you sent me a link, and if you did, you can tell me yes, I sent you a link. Diddy is here along with Udella.
Yes.
Another dynamic duo.
Definitely.
Dolcador.
What's up, Dolcador?
I can't say.
You remember Dolcador? She's from Nebraska.
Dolcador.
You remember?
Yes. I cannot not say it like that.
She's Dolcador awesome. Dolcador
is here. Pink Syllabus.
Yes.
Is also here. Hello.
What is going on, Pink?
I know. Hey, Rhiannon, 2006, which I think. That might be Shanna, but if it's not Shanna, I apologize. But I think that's Shanna.
Well, I have to shout out Pink Syllabus.
Yes, you shout out Pink Syllabus.
Because she actually did a lot of artwork on a game, an iOS game that's out there that I never got a chance to talk about.
And you don't remember the name, which is why you're searching.
I do not remember the name of it. That's why I'm searching for it right now. She's going to help me out with that.
Awesome. Yep, it is Shanna because Oscar Dan will be joining me shortly.
What's going on,
Oscar? We also have Rose Red Phoebe. Hello, Rose Red Phoebe. Remind me of Alice in Wonderland. Salmonatrix is in the house.
What's going on, Sam?
Whoop whoop. And Wyvern Wolf is in the house.
Yeah.
Hey, Riven Wolf.
And did you shout out? Oh, we have Ever Studios.
When did he come in?
Just right now.
Oh, and Hendo, it just came in.
Okay.
You all are, I can't keep up with you guys. Y'all are crazy.
And the game that Pink Syllabus has is Third Epoch Rising, now available on iTunes.
Ooh. Zybe said that she's solo again. Mahogan is driving to Memphis. I just don't think Mahogan likes us.
Actually, Zybe, if you want to text Mahogan, this is an announcement. If you want to text Mahogan and tell him, he can actually listen live right now at Alpha Geek Radio. So if he goes to mobile or mobile.alphageekradio.
What are you, English?
If he goes to mobile.alphageekradio.com and click channel 2, he'll be able to listen live. So I want to thank GnomeWise over at Alpha Geek Radio for having us on and allowing us to use this live stream. So you can use any player. This is straight streaming audio that you can pick up with any of your favorite catchers, Shoutcast catchers out there. You can use TuneIn. You can actually use their mobile app.
He's a pitcher. I'm the catcher. He's a pitcher. I'm the catcher.
Right.
That's a old school Ren and Stimpy reference.
But so you can check it out there. So again, thank you so much over at Alpha Geek Radio. Man,
I know
that was a mouthful.
You know how excited I am to have everybody here when when we have a chat room. I'm like jazzed up. Yes, but yeah. So let's talk about what we've been doing this weekend.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So I guess we should explain, for those of you all who don't know, we should explain our title.
Right, like we always do.
We're the Expectant Couple.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you all might not have known, but I have two parasites. And they were put there on purpose. pregnant with twins. Parasites should be coming out in August.
Yes.
And I don't care what people say, they're parasites. So I am pregnant with twins. Hooray!
Yep. So we announced... We announced this last Thursday that we are expecting twins, and you can go out and check probably a Facebook post, maybe.
Yes.
The tweet.
Yeah.
You'll put the tweet in the
Yeah, I'll put the tweet in here. We did a World of Warcraft announcement, which was awesome.
So I put the tweet in the chat. I put the link in the chat room.
Oh, you put the link in there. Okay.
Yep. So if a lot of you may heard about the story when we went to Dragon Con, and we were sitting there chilling out with Stephanie, we're chilling with Stephanie and Kim at Starbucks, and we were sitting there, and this dude that remembered us from the year before, it was a hot dog vendor. I barely remember the guy.
I didn't remember him at all.
And he said, I remember you two from last year.
Which is weird.
And this was like 2012. And this was 2013 that we were talking now. I remember you guys from last year. And he asked me my birthday. And he told me when I was born, what day I was born on, and everything else. He goes to Renee and says, what's your birthday? And you say, what's your birthday?
March 15th.
How old are you?
33.
Right,
34.
You were born on a blah, blah, blah. Your birthday was here. And he says, by this time next year, you're going to be pregnant with twin boys. And that was him dropping the mic.
Yeah, Jade is a crappy mic drop.
Yeah, he just, how's that?
There you go.
And he walks out of Starbucks. Nothing. Says nothing else.
Nothing.
And
it was weird.
It was really weird.
Everybody
shocked.
No one said anything for a little bit.
Yeah, it was like at least like 5 seconds, you know, before anyone said anything. And it was just really weird that this had happened. And so, sure enough,
we don't know the sexes. They haven't been sexed yet.
They have not been sexed yet.
That reminds me of the Dirty Jobs episode where Mike Rowe was sexing chicks.
Like okay.
Baby chickens.
Oh, okay.
Not females,
women.
Not human females.
Right.
But yeah, so it's cool.
Right.
It's fun. I mean, And I am twin buddies with my friend Shanna.
Yes, you are.
She has twin. She has twins on the way, and I have twins on the way. Even though she has a head start on me,
right? She has a head start, and the cool
God, I always
thing,
gotta. You always gotta be ahead, Shanna.
And God. The cool thing is that her and her husband Dan, they also met in World of Warcraft as well,
and they got married. It's great.
And they had distance between them. I mean, one was in Canada and the other one was in Ohio.
I know.
I mean, how weird is that? I think it was the water in the Grand that did it.
It would be funny if, because they're having girls, what if ours were girls? That would be crazy. Our lives would be mirroring each other.
I know.
I'd be happy if I had two
next,
girls.
The next thing you know, one of us, then you'll probably open up your own business.
And I'd be a work from home.
Yeah.
Opening up own business, even though I'm not as creative as Shanna is. Shanna's really creative. I wouldn't know what to do unless I could stay home and play video games for my job. I don't think it's going to happen.
Right.
So. Rose Red Phoebe said, moral of the story, meet a guy in WoW, get knocked up with twins. Boo.
Boom. Boom. That's it.
That's all you need to do.
Yep. Hey, that's it.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's been cool. No one's been giving me horrible advice. Everybody's been giving congratulations. No one's been really rude.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I love you guys. But if you see me and I'm showing, please don't touch my belly. I'm just putting it out there. I might be a party pooper, but I don't like people touching me who are not intimately close to me.
Right.
So. I love you guys, though. Just don't touch my belly.
Right.
You can give me all the hugs you want. Just don't touch my belly. Because if I wasn't pregnant, you wouldn't touch my belly. That would just be weird.
Right. So we today, we were running some errands and stuff like that. So some of the errands that we had to run before the show was we had to go eat, and we had to return some things to Home Depot and Kroger because we had picked up some vitamins for Renee. And it was hilarious because we went to Kroger, and they had buy one, get one free vitamins. So we end up going to Costco, finding a better deal, which now we didn't, because I'm going to tell you the whole story. We go in to take the vitamins back, and the vitamins were, they were $8.99, buy one, get one free, was the special, right? So we go in to return them, and the guy looks at the receipt. He looks at me. He was like, I don't see them on here. And I'm like, no, they're on there. They were buy one, get one free. And he looks at it, and he rings it up. And he only rings it up for $4, and it rings up for $4.50.
And Jay was like, no, that's not right.
I was like, that's not right. And he was like, well, they just rung one up. And I was like, but that's not right. And he says, no, that's the way it is on a receipt. And sure enough, I look at the receipt, and it was right. And Renee was like, well, that sounds right, Jay. You know, just leave it alone. You know, don't worry about it. You know, it's right. But it was bugging the crap out of me.
Jay was talking about this for
45 minutes.
45 minutes Jay was talking about this receipt and how it didn't sound right. And you don't understand, Jay. When he gets on a subject, he is like a dog with a friggin' bone.
Especially
sometimes.
If it's not right. Because my thinking is, if there's a product and it's $8.99, or let's just say $9, and it says buy one, get one free, I expect to pay $9 and then get two.
Yeah, I know.
But what happened was I paid $4.50 and I got two. And that just didn't seem right. And the funny part was Renee and I were having a discussion about it, and she was like, Jay, you're looking at it wrong.
Yeah, well, I thought you were talking about the other one was somewhere else. So I thought that there were two on there at the time.
Okay.
But then, so then when he got out of the car to go pump gas, and I was listening to Tevin Campbell's, Can We Talk for a Minute? Tevin came to me.
Yeah.
And it clicked, and I realized what he was saying.
Right.
So I went from vehemently denying that it was wrong.
Right.
To him getting in the car, and I was like, you know, babe, you're right. And he was like, whoa.
I was like, wait a minute. Are you patronizing me?
I was like, no, I'm serious. Well, so you're right. So anyway, so I think they just forgot to ring on one.
And I think she, and
we didn't.
I wished I had looked.
We, because we could have got More iron pills than we could have ever wanted in our entire life.
Yes. So. I mean, that means more solid poop.
Right.
Speaking of iron.
Tech, 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 technology.
Dude, your segues are horrible. They're worse than Jason's. That's saying a lot.
I know. So, for those that may be watching and everything, you may notice our cameras may look a little bit different. You may see more behind Renee and myself.
I know. I have to be careful. You can see further down my body now.
But we picked up some cameras. Amazon had some Logitech gear on sale, and I picked up two C615 webcams, and now we're streaming straight up 1080p. Boom.
On 1080p, I'm trying to see if I think they look better. I feel like they're less sharp.
You feel like they're less sharp?
I feel like they're less sharp.
That, now, you know that could be a Twitch thing.
Maybe.
I don't know, but yeah, I can see all that now. All you.
All
that.
All this.
All this.
All you this. Know?
Look at me.
I'm looking. What?
Oh, see, I need to fix that. I need to fix Renee's camera.
I'm not backwards.
You're not. So I need to fix that.
And I will say hi to Oscar the Orc. Of course, Oscar the Orc, who is here. Hello, Oscar.
What is going on, Oscar? How are you?
We played WoW with Oscar. And let me tell you how hardcore this guy is about his World of Warcraft name. He will not make a character on a server if he cannot get his name exactly spelled the way he wants. O-S-K-A-R.
How do you know it's still like that?
Oh, because I know him. So, I was changing servers with Oscar and Shanna Banana, and he would not go. We would try a server. He couldn't have the name. Nope. Can't have that one. Try a server. Couldn't have the name. Nope. Can't have that one. And so we went through a few servers until he finally found the one. And it happened to be the one that you were going to end up being on.
Yeah, it was.
So just think, if somebody had not made Oscar on one of those previous servers, we would have never met.
I know. And I, you know, thank you, Shanna and Dan. I really appreciate
it. I know.
You
if
guys.
Dan didn't have that weird quirk, weird lovable quirk about him, we would have never met.
I know.
So that was freaking awesome.
And I need to, this camera thing's going to really bug me now. But I can't fix it now.
No, you need to wait and worry about it later.
I want to fix it now.
This is training.
I want to fix it now.
You can't fix kids.
I can't do this, though.
No, you, no, just
watch
no.
Watch this.
No, we're not.
Watch this. Boom. God,
we're not.
Boom.
Don't mess up stuff.
I'm not messing up stuff.
How do you know?
Are you watching the video?
Oh my gosh, Jay.
Huh?
Can we not mess with the video?
I'm not messing the video.
Oh, Jada's crying.
But nah, but
love
seriously.
You too. Don't make me cry.
But nah.
What are you doing? Stop. Oh, God.
But I already did
See,
that.
See, now our names are called. Oh, okay, you're changing that. Sorry, I'm behind on the video, so I'm seeing it late.
No, but seriously, if that didn't happen, and also, I mean, my friends and I, we were changing servers and everything. Are you crying too?
No, I'm not crying.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gone into full hormonal crying yet. It's coming, probably.
But yeah. You almost did on Friday.
I almost lost it Friday.
I'm
a horrible mom. I wasn't even mom yet.
But what happened was, what was I going to say?
If it wasn't for them.
If it wasn't for them, and also my friends and I, us changing servers as well, had we not done that, it would have been the same boat, you know, because there was just a lot going on and everything else, and I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the things that had to happen just right for me to meet Jay.
Right.
And Jay's perfect for me, so I would have ended up with somebody not so great.
Oh, you're perfect for me too, babe.
Oh, all right. And Jay got a new toy at work.
I did. This is a shout out to all my Canadian friends. I got a new BlackBerry Z30. And we're actually trying this out for work. We're certifying it. And yes, we do use Android and everything else at Humana. But we did get the Z30 in today. And I have to say that this is one of the best cameras. I mean, not cameras, but one of the best phones that BlackBerry has put out. And it really is a great phone. And I don't know if it's too late See, that's my fear. I fear that it may be too late for BlackBerry. I think they may have waited too long, you know?
Jimmy Marple said, are you sure that isn't a kazoo?
Where is my kazoo?
Oh gosh. No, Jay. Oh, okay. No, I'm saying you're doing it wrong.
I know. I got to look at the...
No, I'll do it.
You got it?
Our dog likes the... It makes him howl when we do it a long time.
Right.
Anyway. So, Oscar said it's like... It's the best polished... It's like saying it's the best polished poop.
Yeah, it is. Really? I mean, to be honest, though, I mean, it's almost like that a little bit.
Because BlackBerry's on the way down, right?
Yeah. They did too much too late, I guess. I guess it's just too late for them. I mean, because this phone should have came out, not long after.
And it's the best one, and it's too late.
It should have came out not long after, before Android started kicking in.
What if they, get a whole bunch of money from it and then make a comeback? Don't call it a comeback.
Right.
Been here for years. Yeah. They could say that.
They could, but they're not.
It's not going to work. It doesn't work like that.
I mean, when they start saying, we're big everywhere else outside of the United States, I mean, that says a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's
kind of sad about BlackBerry.
It is.
I mean, they were around, they were the business phone.
Yeah, they were. When we bought our iPhones at first, I was really close to getting a BlackBerry instead of the iPhones we had gotten. I was really close, but then I was like, well, that's when Apple came out and they had the iPhone 3G and it was like $99. And I knew that's the great price point to bring in Renee to get an iPhone.
And which resulted in this ridiculous picture that he still has of me getting my first iPhone.
Right.
That was me saying, we do not need this expensive phone.
Right.
My flip phone does just fine, is what that face said. Now I
laugh. That had the broken hinges.
Now I laugh at the face of flip phones.
You know what's funny? The way you were back then is how your dad is now.
Yeah, but I come around and that faster than my dad. True?
You do.
Okay. I'm not just like my dad.
I didn't say you were like your dad. I am so thankful. You are not just like your dad.
Even he admits he's stubborn, so this is nothing new to him.
So before we go to media, I want to say what's going on. We have Tondagosa just showed up. And
hi, Tondagosa.
Want to say what's up to Jimmy Marbles from the Hush Show.
Woo!
What's going on?
Jimmy Marbles.
And I had a quick story to tell.
Jimmy Marbles sounds like some old school mobster's name. Hey, what you doing, Jimmy Marbles? You going to whack him or what?
You gonna go sleep with the fishes, huh, Jimmy Marbles? My name is Jimmy Marbles.
That's funny.
Nah, but I had a quick story. Also, last week I had went down to Humana and I had went to go get some coffee, and when I was getting the coffee thing was empty, and I was like, I asked the lady, the barista behind, I was like, "Do you have another container of coffee? That I can, so I can get some more coffee." And it was weird. This guy came up to me and he said, "Are you JJ Valentine from the Valentine cast?"
And at this point in the story, I was like, "Ooh, you famous."
I was like, "What?" I was like, "Yes. Do you?" And I asked the stupidest question. I was like, "Do you listen?"
Jay just doesn't know how to respond when people.
Right. And the thing is, at first I was like, man, our sound must be awesome because we sound just like we do it normally, mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I heard about you guys through Black Astronauts podcast, and he was like, I heard that you guys lived in Louisville. And I was like, oh, man, this is kind of cool and everything. And he was like, yeah, me and my boy, we're thinking about starting a podcast and everything else. And I was like, well, shoot, if you need some help, man, let me know. I'll be glad to help you out. Any way I can. I have no qualms with that. I'm not a pro, but I can help you get, things situated. And, we switched numbers and everything else. And
getting people's numbers.
Yeah, we were switching numbers and everything. And we were emailing back and forth. And then yesterday, Well, Saturday, somebody followed you on Twitter.
Somebody followed me on Twitter.
It was one of your childhood friends, right?
Yes.
The name Teddy?
Yes.
The name was Teddy. And she was like, you know, one of my childhood friends followed me.
I was like, okay.
And she
I was like, that's weird. Like, just out of nowhere.
Right. And Renee was like,
how did he find me?
That's weird. And how did he find me? And and Renee told me, she was like, yeah, Teddy, my childhood friend, followed me. And I was like, so?
I was like, when he said, he was like, so? I was like, well, that's kind of mean, but okay.
Right. And so, and the funny part was Sunday, after we had made the announcement of the pregnancy and everything, I get a text from Dwight.
Right.
And he says, hey, man, I'm so-and-so's son.
Right.
I'm childhood friends with Renee. And my nickname used to be Teddy.
Right. At this point, he didn't tell me that what he had read. He just called him.
I just picked the phone and I called him.
So he showed me the name and I recognized the last name. I was like, why are you calling him? I'm so confused.
Did you think I was calling him like, why you follow my woman?
I don't know what you were doing. I was like, what are you doing?
And I was like, what's going on, Teddy? He was like, what's up, man? I was like, Renee, this is the guy that got me the coffee downstairs.
So this is proof that Louisville is tiny and small. Okay, people, like, I saw my best friend from when I was, you know, 8-9 years old today at Genghis Grill. So Louisville's tiny. But
so tell them who this friend is.
This friend.
And the story that you told me.
Oh, about Stephanie?
Yes.
So I saw Stephanie. I was like, Stephanie. She was like, hey. Saw her. It's weird. I knew her when she was like 8 or 9. And now she has kids of her own. It's so freaking weird. They're calling her mom. I'm like, mom? I knew you
but
when you were a kid.
What's the story?
The story. Me, my sister, her sister Angie, we choreographed it's backwards. We choreographed a dance routine to Paula Abdul's Cold Hearted Snake. And if anybody has seen that video, it is not for children to dance like, but of course we didn't care. We were doing it anyway. So we did a whole routine to Cold Hearted Snake in her driveway.
Right.
We would rewind the tape, play it, and then do some more. Rewind the tape, play it. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
But, Jay is internet famous. This is not the first time. Someone even told us that they were staring at him at Nerdtacular. He was like,
but nobody was staring.
First famous people that
but he
they
put
met
famous in quotes.
It doesn't matter. First famous person that he met in Nerdtacular. So Jay is internet famous.
Whatever.
People recognize your voice.
And I will say that.
That's all I'm saying.
I will say that Dwight, Teddy, and I, we threw both of our credit cards at the lady downstairs to see who could pay for whose coffee.
Who won?
She did. I don't know how.
Hey, so Jimmy's right. You did get free coffee.
So I don't know how. I think I don't know. I don't know how because I gave her my card first. But
ooh, Oscar said it's because you dropped dead gorgeous too.
Aww.
Oh yeah.
You know, Oscar's my brother from another mother.
Did he said are those condoms from Buffalo Wild Wings?
They're not. They're wipes.
You cannot.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
I think you used that to shut me up.
No, I thought I didn't know you were going to keep on, but
yeah,
I cannot what now.
On.
So nothing, I cannot what?
I can't. No. I can't remember now. Seriously.
It must
I'm
not
done.
Been important.
It must not have been important.
so we still.
We failed.
We didn't
on
fail.
Our movie. How, all right. Well,
we chose not to.
How did we not fail on our movies by chance?
I mean, we didn't. We chose not to watch it.
That's failing.
Okay,
on
sure.
On purpose.
Sure, we failed on purpose. We didn't watch The Mole Man of Belmont Avenue.
That Crather recommended.
And we're going to keep this on the list.
This week, I don't care what happens. Even if we have to come home and watch it Monday before the show, which it won't because we're going to watch it before that, we're going to watch this movie
mm-hmm.
this week.
Okay.
Boom.
That's fine. So
that's our movie for next week, too. So there you go.
Yep. So we're going to keep that on. And Renee, she also wanted to put on and watch one of her Christmas gifts that she got. And what did we watch?
We watched Alice in Wonderland.
Not the not the animated one.
No.
But
the 1985 TV special one.
That is 3 hours and seven minutes.
All right, granted. All right.
No, I just said. I'm just saying. 3 hours, 7 minutes.
So what happened? What had happened was I wanted to have Jay watch a movie from my childhood that he hadn't seen yet.
And you and your sisters all watched this a lot, right?
Yes, yes. It was a TV special.
Uh-huh.
And my parents had taped it on the VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, lots of kids from the 80s.
Right.
Have, actually, they taped it to have their kids watch over and over. Because that was a common thing back then for parents to tape movies that came on, you know, during the Disney specials and stuff like that.
The TV specials.
So, yeah. So we did that. So
and it was Alice a big deal because it had Sherman Williams.
Oh, my gosh. It had
Sherman Hemsley. I'm sorry.
Sherman Hemsley, Sammy Davis Jr., Red Buttons,
Ringo Starr. Carol Channing,
Ringo Starr. It had a ton of famous people. Telly Savalas, Scott Baio. They were all famous at this time.
Right.
It had tons of famous people. So, okay, granted, I didn't know that it was 3 hours or something long. Because when you're a kid, it doesn't seem like something is 3 hours long.
I would have known if I was a kid. I'd have been like, okay, I'm getting bored. But
you would have got bored when you were a kid?
But the thing is, it was broken up into two.
It was broken up into two
So
things,
it wasn't... So,
I used to watch the whole thing, though.
But yeah. So if you're watching it live, it's not 3 hours long. It's broken up into two.
Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today.
Yeah. Now, Carol, Carol Channing, that was the White Witch.
What? You better hear me say.
Yeah.
Jam tomorrow, jam yesterday, but never ever jam today.
So I will say,
I love that part.
I will say it was good. I really enjoyed it. It made me want to get The Wiz.
Yes.
With, you know, The Wizard of Oz with Michael Jackson and everyone else. I really want to get that. I still think I'm going to get it. I used to own it. But I love saying The Wiz. The Wiz.
The Wiz.
So we watched that, and
we did.
It was funny because when we got to the Jabberwocky, is that what it's called?
Yes,
the Jabberwocky, and it faded to black and it said "to be continued." I was like,
oh yeah.
I said, what the hell just happened?
I was like, oh yeah, that is right. I forgot about that. It's in two parts.
And I was like,
she was like, really? Another hour and a half?
I was like, are you kidding me?
I was like, oops, sorry, but hey. Did I not give you an out?
You immediately jumped to me thinking I was complaining that you making me watch this. If I did not want to watch it, I would have been like, babe, I'm not watching the rest of it right now. So you don't have to justify you giving me an out. So Renee did not make me watch
this. I didn't. And the best part, I was live texting every musical number to my family. Because my sisters watched it over and over too, and they were loving it. And the Jabberwocky was a little scary when I was younger. Not so much now, but it was more funny than scary.
Right.
But, yeah, so we definitely have to watch The Wiz. That has to be in our video library.
Oh, yeah, because one of my favorite songs from The Wiz is The Tin Man. Mm-hmm. What would I do?
I've only seen it once.
Oh.
Yes, Udella, this is an American thing.
What's
it
that?
It came on American TV in 1985. She was asking if this was an American thing.
You know,
yes, 1985, it came on American TV.
Okay.
But it was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And The Wiz, too. Sorry.
Oh, The Wiz?
The Wiz, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a play first, and then it became
a musical.
Movie. It was a musical.
Right.
And then it became a movie.
Right, definitely. So. And then we finished up season 3 of Big Bang Theory.
Moving down.
And we're
right on down.
And we're halfway through.
Move on down the road.
We're halfway through season 4. And this sparked a kind of me texting that the funniest episode of Big Bang Theory was the comic book costume contest.
Yes.
Was one of my favorite ones. Because I laughed so much.
Penny, 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 penny,
penny, penny, penny, penny, penny, penny, penny, penny, penny.
That was funny.
That was funny. And me tweeting that actually sparked a discussion that there, and you have some coworkers that felt this way as well.
Yes.
that that they feel that Big Bang Theory pokes fun at geek culture.
Yeah,
that it doesn't.
It makes them condescending. Yeah,
right.
They're very condescending towards geek culture.
Right.
Some people say.
And because Sheldon and Leonard and all the guys, they just seem socially inept is the word that was used.
I guess they want to show. I mean, yes, there are plenty of nerds that aren't socially inept, but there are plenty of nerds who are socially inept. I mean, they just happen to be ones that are, I guess. But I feel like it embraces it a little bit. I think it overinflates being a nerd a bit much.
Right.
But I think it's all in good fun and it's from within the culture out instead of outside of the culture in.
Right.
You know.
And I think television is all about extremes. You know? And if they're doing a show and they're doing comedy on geek culture, that means in a way that geek culture is almost coming to the forefront, that some people are going to actually get the jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I bet you there's some things I don't get in Big Bang Theory, and there are some things that you'll only get if you watch certain shows. You only get the little jokes if you watch certain sci-fi shows or things like that. But it's like, I don't know, like, I've done some of the things that they do. I've sat there and had a debate about a sci-fi show before.
Right, right.
And, you know, that's kind of geeky, but I've done it. And right. I had fun. And, yes, I played online games. And, yes, I played board games. And, yeah, it's, I don't know. I think it's funny. Penny is, she gives the stereotypical blonde, I have no idea what you're talking about, kind of thing. But
right.
She's better than she used to be. But I'm still enjoying it. So Big Bang Theory, it's currently on its seventh season.
Right.
So
and so I think you remember this discussion on Black Astronauts podcast where they talked about black reality TV and how some of the reality TV shows, they take to extreme they take the worst possible examples for black folks, mm-hmm. you know, and we kind of get like this black guilt kind of thing about like, oh man, Apollo and Phaedra are fighting and they just look, they're making me feel embarrassed about my culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that it's because, you know, black culture is coming more and more into prime time. And I think that's the same thing for Big Bang Theory and everything else is that, because it's such at the forefront, I mean, if we look now, they're more geek culture is more prevalent now than what it used to be. It's not like, oh, you guys are geeks, boo. It's more, you know, geek culture, the funny things of geek culture, and sometimes with that, sometimes you don't want to be around people. Sometimes you do want to be around people, but they go to the extremes, and that's what makes it funny, you know. So anyway.
So yeah. So I love that can spark some debate.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty interesting.
The show makes me chuckle, which is more than what most shows can do.
Right.
I don't if I find something funny, I don't usually laugh out loud.
Uh-huh.
So if they make me chuckle out loud, then that's good.
Right.
And Jay, I'm trying to school Jay. Jay schools me, but I also school him on stuff that he hasn't seen.
Right.
He's never seen ER, folks. Hold on. A collective gasp. Jay's never seen ER. So,
I have not.
And it is one of my favorite series on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
After it was over, they would show the series every night at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And they would show the entire thing. And then when they were done, they would start all over again and show the entire thing.
Right.
So I would tape it every day at 7 o'clock and watch it. So I was like, okay. So we went to Half Price Books.
Yep, went to Half Price Books. And
we were in line getting ready to check out.
Yeah, and I happened to look over there where the DVDs are, and they have like all the television series. I'm telling you, Half Price Books is just like crazy. It's like a It's like a brick and mortar Amazon almost. And so I walk in, we're checking out, and I look over and I see over there on the shelf, ER season one. I'm like, holy crap. Let me go get this because Renee says it's the best thing ever since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And Renee never rewatches anything.
I don't rewatch things.
And she's like, I watched it several times. And so I grab it, and it was only $13 for the whole season.
I was like, yes.
So I grabbed that one, and I grabbed season three because they didn't have season two. But so I grabbed those, and we watched the first one last night.
And I was like, and it was like coming back to an old friend. Cause I was like, oh, I remember this. This yep. is so great.
Yep.
Scrubs. No, Tondagosa. See, you can't compare Scrubs and ER.
Yes, you can.
No.
No, but hold on.
I'm not comparing Big Bang Theory and Breaking Bad.
There are people that aren't in the live chat room who's listening to this. So Tondagosa in the chat room says something that echoes something that I said. And Tondagosa said, they never got into ER.
Right.
But Scrubs all over it.
But
as for me,
that's what
I said. The same exact
thing. We can't do that.
Sure you can.
You can't do that.
You can compare it like an apple and an orange.
She was kidding. Meh. 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 Sorry.
That's just wrong.
But, all right. So, anyway. So, ER.
You know what? Where's the mute
greater
button?
Than symbol?
Nah. So one of the reasons why I didn't watch ER was that it came out in 94. In 94, I was in college. In college, I really didn't have a TV.
I was in high school.
I didn't have a TV, and I really wasn't trying to watch TV.
Whatever. That's not. But hey, you could have watched it when it came on later.
But it had already started, so I had to try to learn everybody. I mean, I'm not going. Would you have picked it up in the middle?
I did, I think.
Whatever.
94, I was 15. I don't think I was watching ER.
You probably were.
Anyway, so ER. So, all right. So, I loved it, of course, because mm-hmm. it's ER. The opening scene, Dr. Green's asleep. I'm like, oh, I'm home again. What did you think of the first episode of ER? Keeping in mind it was 1994.
It was good. Every time I see Eric LaSalle, I want to go, let your soul glow. Let your soul glow. So every time he comes on the screen, what is that? What I did?
Yes.
So there was
and
a lot.
He would say it quietly sometimes. Sometimes he would say, "Just let your soul glow."
So yeah. So every time Eric LaSalle came on the screen,
right.
I definitely said, "Let your soul glow." So yes.
So those of you all who haven't seen Coming to America,
what is wrong with you?
Please go see Coming to America.
Right.
It is one of the best comedies. One of Eddie Murphy's best.
The royal penis is clean.
That's the part where I had to cover my eyes when I was at my cousin James's house. My mom didn't want me to see that part.
Right.
So we watched ER. So we will be watching more ER.
We will.
A ton of ER.
We didn't get to watch any Battlestar Galactica.
We didn't. Yeah. Our Big Bang Theory took up a lot of time, but whatever.
Right.
And Jay's a hater on hour-long shows.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not a hater on hour-long shows. It's just not like Bam Bam Bam. So, we picked up Rust this week.
We did.
So, Rust is an early access. I thought I said I would never pick up another early access game.
Jay lied.
I lied.
Straight up.
So, I picked up Rust.
Which is in its alpha.
Which is in the alpha. And there's been a lot of people talking about it. So we picked it up and we jumped onto the Frogpants server with Scotty D and all those. And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of like Minecraft meets DayZ. And I never played DayZ before.
I didn't either.
But I played Minecraft. So there's no 8-bit, but there's this whole survival thing. And it was just pretty cool. And you're building stuff.
Right. So here's how it was. How I am.
So here goes Renee to shame me again. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm not shaming you.
No, go
so
ahead.
I got an arrest.
Tell everybody how elite you are.
Luckily.
Anyway,
I'm just going to ignore that comment.
No, go ahead.
Luckily, we had a friend on the server said, hey, we have a base along the road. Keep following the road. You can't miss it. So I was on the road, chugging along. You get a rock. I'm holding my rock.
Which is your hatchet.
Which is weirdly also your hatchet. You go up to a tree, you hit it with a rock, you get wood, which is, I don't think how that happens. But then you go into a field and there's some rocks and the little text says, must have hatchet. And I was like, this is a rock, not a hatchet, but it works. It's really weird. Which is, I'm sure
the term hatchet is used loosely.
I'm sorry. You can't use it loosely and still have it applied to a rock. That's wrong. Anyway, you hit the rock, you get metal ore or what have you.
Right, right.
So I'm running and I was like, dude, I've been running forever and there's no base. And then I'm running and then I see some, I was like, oh,
there's somebody with a red shirt.
And he was like, run. It was a zombie. No, first I saw a wolf.
No, Renee saw a wolf. Was like, I was like, can I go up to it?
I was like, can I go up to it? He was like, no, it'll kill you. And I was like, oh, it was so pretty. So,
and so Renee, so I get to the camp. So the server that we're on is the Frog Pant server, and the server we get on, they built this base. It's a 4-story base that they also have treasure chests and everything. Not chest that. And storage that's there where people are putting their first stuff for people when they get there. So I get there and the guy was like, here's some food. Here's, you know, some radioactive pills and, you know, here's the bin for clothes and everything. And so I get some clothes. I picked up the food he gave me. I picked up a weapon, but no bullets. I picked up, a hatchet and a pickaxe. Right. And so I'm like, okay, I got this and everything. I'm going to pay it forward when I can. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my plan. So Renee comes in.
Oh, I'm running.
Renee's running
full bore.
Running from zombies.
I have like 3 zombies behind me. Right. And they don't go slow.
Right.
Those crazy dudes will freaking be on your butt going as fast as you are.
Right.
And when they bite you, you continue to bleed.
Right. So Renee's running in.
And I was starving.
So me and I can't remember who it was, but we ran back to help Renee. I didn't have a gun. So he had the gun. So he killed the zombies and Renee ran up there and she was like, I'm about to die. I'm about to die. I'm about to die. And she was like, where's the food?
My food was like at 10.
Right. And so she picked up some food, ate it. And she was like, oh man, I'm cold. I'm about to die again. And so she had to get some clothing on, and I was showing her where it was at, and
right.
She made her hatchet.
I made it.
And Renee made sure that she knew that I knew she made a hatchet, and she didn't take a hatchet from the box.
I made my own hatchet. It has my own name etched on it. You just can't see it, but it's on there.
But then I asked her, why did you eat the food then?
Because I was going to die.
So Renee has a double standard.
Well, if I'm going to die, I do things for survival.
Right.
That's all.
So after we played a little bit of Rust, we went on and we played Borderlands 2. We finished up the DLC
For Christmas.
And
that's
then
hard, too.
It was hard. And then we also did a little bit of questing and the storyline for the True Vault Hunter mode.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
I never get tired of that.
Right. And then this week I played a little bit of Brothers. I want to thank Dark Anders for the game that he gifted me during Christmas. I played some Brothers. If you have PS Plus, you can pick up that game for free on PS Plus for PlayStation 3. And then I also played a little bit of Deadpool. Why did you put Darkpool in there?
Because I wrote it wrong. Stop calling me out.
I played Deadpool. And I got to thank Scotty D for that one as well, as he gifted that one to
husband's,
me as well.
Husband's supposed to be supportive.
No, I thought you were trying to mess with
Not
me.
Not supportive.
All right. Sorry, babe.
Brothers.
Oh, what? Brothers,
no,
what?
Brothers is only 3 hours long, just to let you all know.
That's what Jimmy told me.
Yes. Never mind now. It just sounds silly.
The fridge is not prepared.
Just sounds stupid now. Continuing on. Weight loss update is week 76. We have nothing to report.
Did you do the frog pants?
Nope, because...
Why did we even go into food?
Because food is good. And I'm not a person to usually talk about my pregnancy, but it makes me want everything, y'all. That's all I'm saying. I want all the Taco Bell. I want all the french fries, and I want all the cheese.
I'm actually... If you were here before the show, I had to give Renee some... I'm having to make her eat. Because, you know, she's supposed to gain some weight.
Okay, y'all. No, I just got to put this out there. I got to gain like 25 pounds in the next 8 weeks. I'm not kidding, y'all. My obstetrician wants me to put on 25 pounds in the next 8 weeks. How the crap am I going to do this without even pure lard? So no, I just got to put that out there. I usually don't talk about pregnancy all the time because people don't want to hear that mess.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, that's our food segment. I'm just eating up the whole world.
That was almost right there.
Odds and ends.
All right, so we have some birthdays this week, don't we?
We do have birthdays this week. We have 3 birthdays this week. Our good friend Sully's birthday.
Yeah,
is on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Sully!
He's the tallest. Is he taller than Loosh?
Yes.
He's the tallest I know.
I think they might be the same height.
They're tall. Tall dudes. But he is a gentle giant. I love me some Sully.
Right.
Happy birthday, Sully.
And today's birthday is Chris Clements.
Well, happy birthday, Chris Clements, who's not in my Facebook because you don't like me.
Right. So happy birthday to him. And then on Wednesday is my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Valentine.
Happy birthday, Dad. So his birthday is on Wednesday.
Okay.
He's going to be old. Nah, I'm playing. And I think the Zone Comic Shop is also, their birthday is Thursday as well.
The Zone?
The Zone Comic Shop.
Whoa, our comic the book Zone. Shop. Happy birthday, Zone.
Yeah.
They got their own comic shop.
And on Friday.
Christopher Dunn's birthday is on Friday.
Happy birthday, Malinor.
Thank you. I'm horrible with real names versus other names. So if I do that to you, I apologize.
Right.
So I know Malinor.
Yeah. And then Christopher Moore,
Deidre's
Boo.
Boo.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday also on Friday to Sandy Dinger.
I know Sandy.
Bill's wife. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
And also happy birthday to my cousin Barry Pilson. His birthday is on Friday as well.
All these freaking people.
I know.
Happy birthday, y'all.
I know, right? Yeah.
If anybody has any shout outs in the chat room for birthdays, let us know. Shanna says she only gained 6 pounds. Well, screw you, Shanna. I've gained freaking 11. Take that.
Oh, and Saturday is Cavo's birthday.
Who?
Cavo.
Do I know Cavo?
Cavo, I think it's from the Tadpool.
Cavo. Well, happy birthday, Cavo, on Saturday. People need to stop having sex and babies. God.
Oh, crazy, 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 Renee. But I think that's a show.
Is that a show? That's a show, y'all. It's a little less than an hour. Sorry for the, even though my mom will be pleased because apparently she doesn't like long shows. Yeah, Mom, I'm looking at you. But it's been a fun hour or so. It's a different song.
It is.
It's creeping me out.
This is the If I Could Feel Again from Pretty Lights.
Feel again
with from The Wiz,
and this is not from The Wiz.
Oh no, it uses samples from The Wiz.
And I just want to say shout out to Daft Punk, who won the Grammy.
Yeah, congratulations to those guys.
They totally deserved it. One of my favorite albums this year was that, so it's totally definitely well deserved. So if you haven't checked out their album, do check it out.
Yep. If folks want to reach us, you can do so. You can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You also can see our blog, where you can find out a lot of what's going on with Renee and I at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.com. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. If they want to call us,
you can call us and say, hey, at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And if you call us, I want you to say, hey. Video can be seen. This and past shows, youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Outro music is If I Could Feel Again from Pretty Lights at prettylightsmusic.com. And this is from there, Passing By Behind Your Eyes.
I'm really sad.
Why?
Because the show's over. Well, we've had such an amazing chat room.
But you know what?
It made me want to stay.
We have an after show.
We do have an after show.
Because last after show, we had an old school party.
We did have an old school party. So those of y'all who missed the after show, I'm sorry, but we were chilling the old school.
And I think we're going to have it again.
Because Jay likes old school.
Oh, so yeah.
There you go. And Jay controls what we listen to because Renee has no
I'll control. Take requests. But we'll talk to you all later.
Bye, everybody. You all are awesome.
Thank
and
you,
I love
chat
you guys.
Room, for being here. Thank you all for being here. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Blah, 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 blah.